This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
So let me ask you something. Have you ever looked at your sales and thought, we're busy, we're doing decent revenue, so where the hell's all the money? Because that's one of the most frustrating places to be as a shop owner. Cars coming in, work's getting done, schedule looks full, but the bank account doesn't reflect it. Often during coaching sessions, we'll go through a month or a quarter and I ask, everything appears to be doing good, but how does the checking account feel? How do your profit accounts feel? What does everything feel like? You know, if your account's not reflecting it, that's not bad luck. It's not the economy. It's not even your team, people. That's leakage. And here's the truth most shop owners don't want to face. Your shop isn't losing money in one big obvious way. It's bleeding out slowly in 100 small ones. And if you don't know exactly where those leaks are, guess what? You're never going to fix them. So today, we're going to expose those leaks. And more importantly, we're going to show you how to plug them fast. This episode is about identifying the most common profit leaks inside independent auto repair shops and giving you real, actionable ways to fix them immediately. Because once you stop the leaks, you don't need more cars. You finally get paid for the work you're already doing. All right. Let's start with the one nobody wants to look at, your pricing. Most shop owners are underpriced, period, end of story. Just to give you a quick diagram, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think about there's 235,000 independent auto repair shop owners across the country. 55% of those, over half, are netting 5% or less profit. All of you 55% need to get your crap together and you need to redo your pricing. Hard data, that's just the way it is. Most shop owners are underpriced, period. Labor rates incorrect, not charging correctly for parts. Why am I not making money? I can tell you, I can show you. And it's not because they don't care or not because you don't care, because I think you do. Part of the problem is you haven't adjusted in years and man, the years are adjusting without you if you're old school. Some of you are afraid of losing customers. It's going to happen. You're going to lose a couple. But you also want to have your doors open for all the ones that don't care about the price. Or some of you don't even know their true cost. Like you don't have a clue. You don't know what it takes to move forward because you don't even know. You just know you're not making money and the checkbook's empty. Here's a reality point for you. If your labor rate isn't aligned with your expenses and your desired profit, you're working for free on a portion of every job. And you're not going to see it on the invoice, but you're going to feel it in your bank account. I need you to go out and calculate your true cost per billed hour. Set a target GP of minimum 60% if you're not there already. Target is 72%, but at minimum, it's got to be 60%, people. And then you need to adjust your labor rates and your labor matrix accordingly. Sometimes it's also being better. Sometimes your labor rate's fine, but your processes and procedures just suck. Like you're not charging for diag, you're not charging for this, you're not charging for that, you're giving it all away. That's also going to hurt you. This is not about charging more, people. It's about charging correctly for a professional system. I was going to do a podcast about this, but recently Kimberly was going through her dad's bills. And one of them was for the plumber for $300. You want to know what they did for $300? The plumber and the assistant came out and reset a toilet. Like it's something that Kimberly and I could have done in like 15 minutes had we been in the state, but we weren't. So we had to pay somebody else to do it. All it said, labor to reset toilet. They basically pulled the toilet, replaced the wax ring, put it back in. $300. And you guys are out there thinking you can't charge correctly. Guys, ladies, get with the times. Charge correctly. Recently got a quote for some work we wanted to have done at the shop. It's from a HVAC company. They sent me a 5-page proposal. It had, this is what we're going to do. 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 No breakdown for labor. No breakdown for parts. It didn't even list the parts. It said kind of what they were going to do. It's a $6,000 estimate, people. These are the other professionals around your industry that are charging correctly. And we still have our heads stuck in the sand from 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Hell, half of you are still bitching and complaining about COVID. Like, get with the times, charge correctly, charge what it takes to do your job, train your people, and have a job that sustains you through your livelihood for the rest of your time. All right. Anyway, enough, right? Next, inspections. You can't sell what you don't see. My guess is that 55% of the shop owners that we talked about earlier, they do no inspection. They're just McDonald's. Here's your fries. Here's your shake. Not even the shake. You're barely even getting fries. So you can't sell what you don't see. If your average repair order is low, this is where I look first. Incomplete inspections or no inspections. That equals missed opportunities. All right. After that, is the service advisor writing it all up? After that, is the service advisor presenting it all? Because sometimes I see them write it, but they don't ever present it. Okay. Again, not in a salesy, sleazy, pushy way, but in a responsibility way. And that's right. I put that sentence together the way I wanted it. You have a responsibility to your customer to tell them everything they need to know about their car every time it comes into your shop. If your team is not consistently identifying maintenance needs, safety concerns, future repairs, you're leaving value on the table for the customer and the business. And the other thing is you're not protecting yourself. We had a situation earlier today. A customer was supposed to come in for brake work. They sent us a message saying, hey, we're having the vehicle towed in. I don't want to do the brake works. I think the rear end locked up. I'm going to sell the vehicle, blah, 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 everything else. So we get the truck in, we take a look at it, pull the rear diff cover off, and it's just got like bits of metal and everything in there. This thing has 170,000 miles on it. So first thing we did was check our records to see if we had done a differential service on it, what the history was, if we had done a BG service on it, because depending on when you start, the customer would have had coverage for that. Looked it up. We had recommended a differential service 7 times and it got declined every time. What do you think would have happened if we would have never kept any record of that, if we'd have never written it up, if it had never been declined, and the customer would have said, well, you guys are the ones that look at my vehicle. You're responsible for this because you didn't do a good job letting me know what my maintenance is. So which side of the conversation do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the side of the conversation where you're like, hey, sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, but we've been talking about this for the last 7 oil services and you keep refusing it? Or do you want to be on the other side where they're blaming you because you didn't do your job? I would much rather get yelled at for over-communicating and telling them too much stuff about their vehicle instead of under-communicating. Okay, back to it. I see this all the time in coaching. Technicians rush inspections. Advisors don't present clearly and thousands of dollars walk out the door daily. We had a great February. We set a record. We're setting a record again in March. And it's because of all the past services we recommended, people got their tax money back. And we had about 3-4 weeks there where the phone rang every day. People were scheduling online. Hey, you wrote this up for this 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, 6 months ago. I want to get it done. So just know it's probably not going to pay off today, but it's going to pay off 6 months from now. And the sooner you get started with that, the sooner you can hit that 6 months. How do we fix this? We standardize our digital inspections. We require photo, video documentation. It can be 8, it can be 12 pictures, videos, whatever. And it always doesn't have to be something bad. Also, it can't be 8 pictures of the outside of the vehicle. Next, you have to train your advisors on presentation, not just quoting. No inspection process equals no profit consistency. Let's connect all this to something upstream real quick. A lot of shop owners try to fix profit problems by getting more cars. But if your systems are leaking, all you're doing is pouring more volume into your broken bucket. That's why your marketing has to be intentional. Shop Marketing Pros helps you bring in the right customers, the ones who value what you do, approve work, and support your pricing model. They don't just get you traffic. They build strategy around your ideal client, your shop's positioning, your long-term growth goals, because the wrong cars will break your system faster than no cars at all. If you're serious about fixing profit the right way, start with who you're attracting. ShopMarketingPros.com. Tell them Chris Cotton sent you. Next, technician productivity. You know, this is like the hidden capacity drain. Everybody's like, oh, I need more technicians. Technicians are hard to find. Blah, 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 blah. We go look at your productivity, and productivity 60%. Honestly, what you need to do is fire one of your technicians, fix some of that productivity, get everybody going, fix your broken processes, and then rebuild that. Everybody out there has one technician they probably could put back into the job market and it would fix a lot of this, right? And I would also tell you, if your productivity was 80, 90, 100% at those 55% of the shops we're talking about, we wouldn't have a shortage, wouldn't be there because everybody would be productive and efficient, okay? This is not a hiring problem. This is a utilization problem. If a tech is available for 40 hours and only producing 28, guess what? You're paying for 12 hours of nothing. Whether they're flat rate or not, you're still wasting 12 hours, okay? Multiply that across your team. That's thousands of dollars per week. That's the lost lettuce, okay? I need you to start improving workflow and dispatching. I need you to eliminate downtime between jobs. And perfect example the other day, on Wednesdays, like I was talking about when I was coaching everybody, we had four techs there at 7:30. First car didn't get pulled in until 8. So I pulled everybody into the office real quick and I was like, guys, we just lost a total of 2 hours of productivity because you didn't have cars in the bay ready for them to go. This is where we're leaking it. I need you as owners to be standing back watching these things so that you can pull the team aside and you can tell them, hey, this is what I just saw. This is the fix for it. Let's start making it happen. So another fix, ensure parts and approvals are ready. Productivity solves more problems than hiring ever will. And I'll stand by that. I've kind of thrown the advisors under the bus the last couple episodes. But when we think about the advisor process, you know, this is where trust and profit collide. Your service advisor is not just answering phones. They're the conversation point of your entire business. And yet, most advisors are undertrained and understructured. They rush calls. They fail to build value. They present price before trust. They don't follow a consistent process. That's a profit leak. Okay. But even if everything else is working, if the advisor can't communicate effectively, the sale dies right there. What's the fix for that? The fix is you have to implement a step-by-step sales process. I think you need to role play some weekly if you can. Track close rate and average ticket and talk to them about it. Most sales problems are process problems, not people problems. The next one hacks me off. Discounting and hooking customers up. Let's call this out. Discounting, hooking people up, taking care of them. I get it. We all want to help people. But if it's not controlled, it destroys your margins. Because here's what happens. You start making emotional pricing decisions instead of strategic ones. And those small discounts, they add up fast. And I'm going to do you one further. The discounts add up fast, but the broken parts, the lost parts, we had a thing like this last week. One of our techs broke a tag light. Another one broke a mirror. A third, somehow we got some valve cover gaskets that were brand new that got thrown in the trash. All of these little mistakes add up fast. You got to be looking for these, okay? But now we're talking about discounts. How do we fix the discounts? Let's define when discounts are allowed. Let's track the total discounts monthly, and let's replace discounting with value communication. Also, the reason why I want to, you know, track total discounts monthly, maybe in our shop we have a budget. We don't have one. Maybe we need one. I know some of the shops we coach do. Maybe you have a number with the service advisors like, hey, if you're close to getting a sale done, you have, as a shop, $4,500 that you can discount this month if you can close a sale with it. Let's don't go over that. That doesn't include coupons and promotional things, but maybe you want to do that in order to close some sales. Maybe that'll get you from 30% close to 40% close. And I think that's a huge thing. But what I want you to know is you don't build a profit engine by giving pieces of it away. Let's pull back and zoom out and calm down a little bit. I'm getting a little warm in here. Right now, the shops that are struggling aren't always the ones without demand. They're the ones without control. And again, control over what? Control over pricing, process, productivity, and team performance. You don't have room for leaks anymore. The industry is getting tighter. It's getting more competitive and more demanding. And the operators who win are the ones who run tight systems, not loose operations. If we're talking about what we want to do this week to implement, how are we going to fix this? First of all, we got to get practical. Number one, audit your last 20 repair orders. Look for missed opportunities, pricing issues, discount patterns, and basics. Like, is the customer's name there? Is their cell phone there? Is their email there? Is their address there? We spend too much money to get these people in to not get all that information. Next, measure technician productivity. Know your numbers, no assumptions. Next, review your inspection process. Is it consistent? Is it complete? Next, track your advisor close rate. If you're not measuring it, you can't improve it. I want you to pick one area. What's your biggest leak? And I want you to fix it this week. Remember, you do not have a revenue problem. You do not have a retention problem. You have a process problem. You have a discipline problem. And because profit doesn't disappear by accident, it leaks through the areas you're not paying attention to. So here's your challenge. Stop looking for more. Start protecting what you already have, because once you plug the leaks, everything changes. I hope this episode hit a nerve. If it did, that's a great thing. That means there's something here you can fix. And when you fix it, you don't just improve your numbers. You change your business. You change your stars. You change the trajectory of your employees. You change the trajectory of your life. So I really appreciate you being here, putting in the work, and continuing to raise the standard in this industry. This podcast is proudly part of the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. I want you to go to check out the more shows and resources they have at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. It's a mouthful, I know, but you can get there. Make sure you subscribe, share this with another shop owner who needs it, and leave a review, because the stronger we get, the stronger the industry becomes. Get to work, everybody. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want expert advice on running your shop? Well, Chris is listening. Check the show notes for his email and send him your topics.